kind of one of the inherent difficulties of an issue like human trafficking is that it's an clandestine crime. So it's really difficult to fully assess the extent of the issue. But Dr. Celia Williamson did a really great study, I think it was in the last year or two, and basically her study found that there's probably an estimated just over 1,000 children who are involved in human sex trafficking in Ohio. Now, that doesn't include other forced labor, but that's kind of the most recent, best estimate we have. There was another study in 2007 done by the RAND Corporation that just kind of attested to the fact that we know that there's human trafficking here. And the reality is that the more that we talk about it, increase awareness, the more we'll have reported cases and have a better idea of what's going on. But that's kind of what we know at the moment about trafficking in Ohio. The Polaris Project estimates that in the U.S. there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of minors who are engaged in forced or coerced labor. And honestly, that's kind of the best handle we have on numbers at the moment in the U.S.
What other kinds of forced labor is going on in Ohio?
There's forced sexual exploitation, which is kind of what we most commonly hear about and seems to have the most press, I guess, around it. And there's certainly other issues of, you know, forced labor, usually in the agriculture sectors where you see that. There was recently a study done by the Department of Justice, and it just came to my attention, and you can see some of the industries where you see the highest incidences of forced labor would include the restaurant business, nail salons in that industry, and actually kind of one of my first tasks in the coming weeks and months is to get a handle on the extent of kind of the greater forced labor issue in the state of Ohio.
Who are the traffickers? Are they part of organized crime from other countries? Are they domestic? Are they from other states? Or is it all from all over the place?
That's a great question. So again, it's kind of a mix of all of those. By and large, in Ohio, my understanding is it is kind of an element of, mixed organized crime. And then, there are actually surprisingly high numbers of instances where the people who are essentially pimping out their children are actually their own parents or close caregivers.
Now that you're on board and you have a little bit of time under your belt, being in your current position, how are you going to go about tackling this problem?
I'm completely thrilled to be here. I think it's really an honor to get to take on this role and to build on the incredible efforts of Governor Kasich and his team and Representative Fetter and the efforts made in House Bill 262. You know, the law was an incredibly important effort towards making sure that victims get the services they need, that law enforcement is equipped to deal with the unique needs of human trafficking, and then also it severely increases the penalties on traffickers. So that's an excellent place to start from. And the Ohio Human Trafficking Task Force, to basically strengthen the systems of agencies and the way that we respond to trafficking, it's really an incredibly comprehensive look and move forward in addressing the issue. And so a huge part of my role is going to be making sure that happens. And truly, when I say it's what the work that's been done to date, it's really impressive. It's a really holistic look. I think my role is really going to be helping to put together some of the infrastructure to make those things happen. And by that, I just mean kind of serving, you know, in a really important coordination role and with the Rescue and Restore coalitions and the agencies and being able to help, you know, bridge some gaps that currently exist.
Elizabeth Ronaday Janis is the anti-trafficking coordinator for the state of Ohio. I'm Steve Hirschberg.